Broadcasting live online across the internet. This is Psychic Choice Radio.
Say you will, say you won't, make up your mind tonight. Say you do, say you don't, wanna be mine. Say you will, say you won't, make up your mind this time. Say you will, be mine tonight. I can't sleep, I keep dreaming I'm losing you. I feel so alone in the night, scared to open my eyes. I'm in too deep, I'm in over my head this time. Can't get you out of my mind, no matter how hard I try. So won't you say you will, say you won't, make up your mind tonight. Say you will, say you won't, be my guiding light. Say you will, say you won't, make up your mind this time. Say you do, say you do, you wanna be mine. I get the feeling
well, here we are again, 9 p.m. UK time on a Friday evening, where my guest once again is psychic medium Chris Garcia. Chris is in the studio with us now. We have two people currently in the court queue for a Friday night. I don't know. The pubs must be open again, Chris. That's all I can say. I don't know. Because the pubs have opened in the UK again now. People can actually go out and have a drink if they want to. So, you know, maybe. Maybe it's that taste of freedom that people are going after. I don't know. Maybe. So, watching the football on the big screen down at the pub or something. Who knows? Right. yeah. Okay, then. We're going to start the show. I'm sure we'll get more callers as the show goes on. So, let's say hello to Chris.
Hello. Hello, Ken. What's up?
Hello. Hiya, Chris. What's up, Dave? I'm looking at two people in the call studio for a Friday night. It's like, it's got to get better than this. Okay. Right. We'll make a start anyway, and we'll see what happens. We've got plenty of music there, so we'll mosey on through. Okay, let's see where we're going. Veronica.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good.
Fine, thank you. I know you cannot say much because it's radio, but if you can briefly, and I will get to you. I'm just like running behind, as you know. I need to ask you, you know, just to let you know that you were also right on this prediction. I do not longer live there, and I heard some disturbing stuff from the man that where I live. Oh my gosh, very disturbing, and there's a lot of possibility because of the way the property is and the rocks and how it is. I believe the homeowners did tell them that they misbehaved and take the property away. But anyway, I left. And just like to know if I know some things are occurring. And is it happening now where more action is being taken place?
Honestly, I do feel that if they're not careful, they will be thrown out within a week. But I do see that they're monitoring them. So they're watching what they're doing. So I guess if they're not taking care of their yard or whatever. I actually see code compliance complaining about too many vehicles or they're just not cleaning up. So if they're not cleaning up, they will evict them. So I'm just letting you know that if they're not taking care of business, then they're going to get thrown out within a week or two from now. So, yes, it is going in progress. So you will probably hear about it within like 2 to 3 days. You'll probably get a phone call from somebody that's telling you that they got thrown out.
Interesting. I have another thing, please. So I don't know what's going on, but I'm in another little city and I'm having the PL, like, they get behind me. If I'm in a gas station, they say, hi, how you doing? And then, like, they're right there. I've never seen this before. They're right there and they're everywhere right there. What is it? Mm-hmm. Is everything okay with that little part of city or just, can you please tell me?
Feel that there's a lot of stuff going on. So if they're, I guess they're monitoring everybody. So I guess I would say be careful. But it's not just them. There's other people that are, I guess you could say they're throwing them out because people are complaining. But I guess they're just getting more, they're getting more strict. That's what I heard. They're getting more strict. So just know that things will get worse before it gets better.
Okay, I'm not doing the work. But Chris, another question, please. New topic. There's another little city where I'm working right now, and the PL, the police, they follow me. They're right there. If I go to a gas station, they come to say hi. How you doing? Or they just is everything okay? Is there like somebody else who's driving the same vehicle or the suspect? Or because I know there was one officer that he kind of hit on me. And he's the same. Every time I drive to that, he gets like behind me, like puts the lights, and then he drives away. I'm like, okay, that's not that's not like, that's pissing me off. That's not meant to do anything.
Hey, then he's just in a bad mood.
Could you advise me?
So there's been a lot of, I guess he's in a bad mood, so he's just going to take it out on whoever's there at that specific time. So that's why he's been acting kind of strange. So just be careful with that. I would say just be cautious. And just don't ask too much, and you'll be fine.
Okay, because he has to just pull over to say, like, what I'm doing without speeding. Anyway, be cautious.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't see him coming forceful. I'm not doing anything wrong. I mean, I don't know, because I don't know, maybe he did tell me I was a woman. I was very pretty.
I would say just to be careful. Yeah, just be careful. I mean, he's the one that likes to flirt a lot, so I would say just be careful. But he might want to talk to you, but just be careful with that, is what I'm being told. Just
okay.
Be careful.
Oh. Okay, I will. Another quick thing. For my guy friend, right? Maybe I don't know what's going on, or maybe the my guy through the universe is delaying it. But he did tell me I was going to hear from him, but I don't know if it's, you're probably seeing me, because I text him, and then I said, you know what, I'm just going to hold, because the only reason why I'm doing this is because I like his qualities, and I like it because he's very picky. He's picky towards females. He's not crazy over females. And that was like,
yeah,
an incredible skill. Do you still see that happening? Because the time already passed, Chris.
I guess it's because everything's different now, and that's why. I would say just give it time, and then just let it play out. Just let it play out, and you'll see.
Okay, let it play out, Destiny Rose. But do you still see a time frame?
No, I don't, because you said it already passed, so it should, he will just come on his own. That's what I'm being told. He will come on his own. So just give it time, and he'll come around when he's supposed to.
When he's ready? But
yes.
Could I ask you something? I feel like he's going to, can you please read my mind? Like that's what's in his mind when that time comes.
Yeah. Yeah, you'll see when that time comes, yes. It's going to come out when it's supposed to.
But it's not, well, I'm sorry, I'm not disrespecting you, but you don't, I just want to be prepared because I get nervous. I know you told me chill out.
Okay, just,
you don't know,
okay, just give it.
Give it
3 minutes.
I would say just give it time.
One more thing. The man with the little R, guess what? I saw him in a restaurant and I heard him say some things. He was having problems. You were right on.
Mm-hmm.
And that was incredible, a miracle, because I didn't plan for it. I was like, oh my, he didn't see me, but I was like, oh my gosh, I'm getting my answers by the way. He has a legal problem. This legal problem that he has, do you see it is to do with the people that's around him?
Yes. Yeah. I mean, I would say just to let it happen. And, you know, and he'll come around. He's supposed to with that guy.
Yeah.
So just give it time.
Yeah.
Yeah, just give it time.
But talking about a new person, the man with the little R.
What about him?
He didn't see me, and I saw him talking to a businessman that he's having some legal problems that are pretty heavy. I heard it. Do you know this concerns the people are around him, like they're taking action?
Yes. Yeah, they're taking action. It's legal action. So just give it, let him be by himself, and he has to deal with his things by himself.
So... you know what? He was being careful. You know what he does. You can see it. They finally found enough evidence, huh?
Yes, they did.
You did?
Yes, they did.
Because, they did, that's good. Well, is any quick, any last quick message for me? I know you've got a lot of wonderful people, and we love you, the show.
Not at the moment. Not
okay.
Anything other than told
minute.
That that you will just be going through a lot of different things, and you'll be getting money coming in pretty soon. So that's the only thing I can tell you. You'll be getting money.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Well, in the future, definitely watch out again, and probably again. Thank you for the time for your show. Please support the network. Please support the network. Thank you, Chris. Have a good day. Goodbye.
You're welcome. You're welcome. You have a good evening.
Okie dokie. Right. Thank you, Veronica. Veronica's gone. Left her. Okay. Not there anymore. Right. So, we have Holly at the moment. Okay, then. We'll see what happens after we take Holly's call. We don't get anybody after this call, then we'll go to a piece of music and see what happens after that. I don't know. Strange for a Friday. Okay, Holly.
Hi, how are you guys doing?
I'm doing pretty good. I'm just been just busy as usual and doing readings offline. It's been getting kind of crazy for me. but it's
good.
Getting busy. So, yes, I've been just really busy. So, yeah.
Okay. I'm not going to ask the new man question. When do you see a new man, or what does he look like?
Good. Say it again.
A new man? Do you see a new man coming?
A new man coming? Hold on. Let me see what we got here. Okay, I got the word yes. I actually got yes. And I haven't even taken the cards out because I could do them without them, but I'm just being told yes. right now, the Hangman card came out. I'm being told that I feel like, I don't even know why I'm saying this. It almost feels like you don't want to stay down, tied down to one person. You want to keep your options open. and you do want the other guy, but you're just like, you know what, I'm not going to play the field. If he wants me, he'll come to me on his own. Is what I got. And that doesn't mean you're cheating on him. It's just that you're just going to say, okay, if you're not going to come to me, then I'm not going to sit here and wait for you because you're just playing these, you know, sweet games with me. So, what I was told
why
to tell
is he
you,
playing these games?
Because he wants to see how serious you are. That's why. That's why he's doing it.
Mm-hmm.
And then possibly also, there's a woman that's kind of like wanting to talk to him. So he's kind of like, I guess you could say playing the field, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, yeah, like, so he just doesn't want to be, he does not want to be tied down.
Well, you know, because he's all telling me, oh, let's get a place together, la, 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 la. And so how could he
mm-hmm.
say all that and not want to be tied down?
That, I know,
you
that
know
makes
mean?
Sense, right?
Yeah.
It does not make sense. It does not make sense to me. I mean, I would say that's just, I would say just be careful with that. I mean, I know that
yeah.
I'm being told that you don't want to be tied down. And, but God will provide because I'm being shown God is showing up and he will provide the person that you're supposed to be with. And then the Emperor card came out. So there's a guy, I think he's probably like 5'8", 5'9". He's kind of tall, but he has a goatee, very dominant, has a lot of power. That would probably be somebody that's probably going to come around. Well, you're going to have two men in your life that you're going to have to decide, which is kind of not fun because you're going to be like, do I pick him or do I pick this guy?
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to have two men, one that's going to be your soulmate, your twin soulmate, and then your old flame. So it's going to be kind of like you're going to have to have a way of see what the pros and cons are with
mm-hmm.
one and then the other. But I do see you getting in the relationship by then, and I do feel you'll know who to pick, and I do see you in the relationship probably by, okay, mid-April is what I got.
So Brian is not the twin flame, the other guy is?
The other guy, he seems he has power. I want to say he's like almost like a lawyer or some kind of law, some kind of expertise in the in a different area. The other guy that you like, I see him, but it's kind of like I guess he's stalling or he just got cold feet. That's what I say.
Mhm.
Okay.
Mhm. Mhm.
So that's what I'm picking up.
And then any new job coming up?
Any new job coming up? Okay.
Yeah, you see a new
Let's
job.
See what we got. Honestly, I'm hearing yes.
Mhm.
It's with your skills is what I got. Because you're very skillful
mm-hmm.
and very
mm-hmm.
talented. So you have multiple ways of doing it. So you have be bold and make the first move is what I got. Your commitment is being tested. A new start is coming. And luck is on your side. So everything's
mm-hmm.
coming out. And your commitment, I think it's more, your commitment is being tested on the other guy, the first one. I do feel like he's testing your patience. It's what I, that's what I told, that's what I'm picking up, is that your commitment
is being tested
on.
Why do people do that?
On.
That's so fucked up. Whoops, sorry.
Well, I know, it's okay. Wow, you know what, I say a few words like that too, so it's okay. Why is he doing it?
Yeah.
Because he doesn't want to get heartbroken because he's already gotten heartbroken. Because isn't he married, by the way?
No. That was Joey. No, this is I'm talking about Brian.
Oh, okay. Okay. Then why do I get marriage? I think it's probably one of the another guy because I've seen three men. But the thing is, the third one kind of just drifted apart. Because he was kind of like too shy to come up to you. I guess afraid of rejection. So
which one? Brian?
No, it's somebody that you're not aware of. But this was when
oh, okay.
before you moved. Okay, so it's kind of somebody that just drifted. But I do see you getting a job by May or June time frame. But your skills
mm-hmm.
will be able to hold out until you get that job because you have this skill that you just have the talent to where you can have an income coming in. That's what I get.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you think so. Brian is seeing somebody else?
Honestly?
He told me he's been single for 3 years. Say again?
Because I was... I kind of thought
3 minutes,
single, but then, but that kind of makes weird sense because if I picked up marriage, then he's dating somebody that was married or got a divorce or something. But he told you that he was single for 3 years, correct?
Yeah.
Well, I'm being told that he lied to you. Was single for 2 years.
Oh.
Is what I got. 2 years. Okay. So, but he was wanting to talk to you because he kept his options open. Is what I got. So right now
mm-hmm.
he's just. So now he's single. But the 2 years, he was already kind of like almost engaged. Is what I heard. But it didn't work out. So yeah.
2 minutes.
So, but
is he seeing somebody at work? Are you able to see that?
Just seen somebody at work. Okay, that was weird. I heard. Okay, that's weird. Why are they doing? Okay, hold on. Okay, that was weird. First I heard no, and then I heard yes. So it's kind of like he's being flirtatious.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't see him, like, physically with somebody. Like, if he doesn't like mm-hmm. to have business with pleasure, because then he would have to see the person every day. So I actually got no, but then I got yes, kind of like he is talking to somebody at work, but it's not going anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I got no, he's not dating,
one
and yes, he's
minute.
Talking to somebody at work, but it's not serious,
when,
so you're fine.
When do you see him reaching back out, or am I supposed to reach out?
Well, what the other cards told me that you have to make the first move, but then I'm being told that you should give it to where it's 50-50. You got to meet each other. Don't make it just you. He's gonna want to meet you, is what I got. And by that time, I would say it's probably going to be around the same time. I want to say like May or probably by the end of April. Yeah.
That's too long. I'll tell him to kiss my butt by then. That's just too long.
Yeah, but just give it time, and he should come around. He'll text you. I'm being told he's gonna text you. So, like I'm being told, your commitment's being tested on how patient you are, even though you're not.
I am not
in a
patient.
Relationship. Well, that's what I heard. So.
Okay, I better let you go. I think our minute is up.
All right, we'll talk later.
Thank you so much for your time.
You're welcome.
Okay. All right, I'll pop Holly back there to listen to the show. All right. Caroline's joined us. So it's looking as though at the minute we have three callers so far. Okay, not too bad. We're getting a caller at the end of each 10 minutes, so if we get another call at the end of this one, we'll be all right. Okay, all right then, Carolyn.
Oh my God, I'm sorry. I took a big bite of pizza. I didn't think I was gonna be next. Okay, my question is
go ahead.
Similar. In the big old conversation with Aaron last night,
mm-hmm.
and what do you pick up as far as he and I moving forward, or are we, or what's going on?
It's the same question that from Holly, right? Correct?
Yeah,
is
that funny?
Okay, you know what? I think it's just awkward. Because I do feel like you both, when you meet each other, you're both very specific on what you want. And I do feel like it goes somewhere, but you both have to be committed to each other and not lie with dating.
I don't lie. I don't lie. I mean, is he lying?
Is he lying? I heard no.
Yeah, I didn't think so.
So,
we don't lie.
But
I don't lie.
Yeah, and you don't like liars anyway.
God,
I
know. Who does?
Yeah, especially in this time frame. Yeah. but I do see that if you get in a relationship, it's going to be kind of very intense. Oh, wow. It's going to have a lot of magical love in the air. That's what I got. The Magician card came out. So there's a lot of very sexual energy. Yeah.
We're already in a relationship. We're already sleeping together. I mean, what do you
That's
see
what?
As far as... Because you know what? You know what? After the conversation, I kicked him out. We didn't even go to bed. I just kicked his ass out of the house. Nicely. Because he said some stuff. He didn't say some stuff. He said something that I didn't like. So I was just wondering, I don't know, is it going to continue or no?
Okay, so because I did see that the spice, because you said y'all were sleeping together, but I kind of felt like the sexual and the relationship still there. The only thing is, it feels, the energy still there, but the, I guess whatever you said or whatever he said kind of made him a little pushy. You pushed him away a little bit, but I do feel that that he'll come back, because I'm seeing sorrow, like he's like he regrets what he told you, and he feels bad about it. Then I got the card departed. Go ahead, sorry.
He didn't tell me anything bad. It was just, let me think now how to put this. See, I'm very confused about this whole thing. I left a 20-year relationship, and it was a horrible relationship. And this guy, this veteran guy, he came on to me so strong, and I just, I don't know. I don't know why I did it. I think I made a mistake. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know what I want. I'm not. I don't want to marry him. I don't want to. I don't want to move in together. I have no idea what I want, and so I don't really know what I want. And anyway,
I think you need to get your standards. You need your boundaries and standards, and knowing what you want. Because if he comes back after, like, I guess threw him out, but kindly. Once he comes back, you're going to have to talk about it. You can't just run from the problems, because if you run from the problems, I'm being told it's not going to work. If he runs from it and you run from it and you don't see eye to eye, it's not going to work. But if you both work it out, even though it's a little minor issue, if this is a little minor issue, just imagine when a bigger issue comes in. I just feel like you just need to have your priorities. Both, you need to know what you want. Before you
go
any further, because I'm...
He wants a relationship. I don't know what I want. I don't know what I want. And that's the problem. You know, I want... I don't know what I want. I hope
you
this feeling
goes
away.
You know what I heard? And I'm going to tell you bluntly what I heard. You want to have your cake and eat it too, is what I heard. That's what
I don't know what I want.
Me. That's what I'm saying. You want to have fun and you want him around. Like, you want him around when it's supposed to be convenient for you, or when he wants to be around when it's convenient.
Yeah, I don't want him here all the time or anything like that. You're right.
That's what I'm seeing. That's what I see. And I tell it like it is. Okay. I know people might not like what I say, but that's how I work. So, but the thing is, once his transition of you don't know what you want, and then he's like comes around when he wants to, and then you come around when he wants to, I'm seeing a Wheel of Fortune card coming out. So that tells me that things will change, and then it's going to get serious, but it's going to be much later down during the year. It's going to get like more intense. Right now is just, you're just like both kind of like undecided where you want to go from here. But I'm seeing it later on that if you work it out, I can actually see you getting like a proposal, not a marriage, but it's almost kind of like kind of engaged, but that's not anytime soon. That's not till later. But for now, I just see you both have to work out your issues, because if not, it's not going to work. And I don't see him coming around. If you don't make up your mind and he doesn't make his mind, then that last time that you threw him out, which was last night, was going to be the last time you're going to see him. So basically, you need to work it out. If you really want it to work out, it will happen.
I don't know what I want. Okay. I wish, I don't know what I wish. I have no idea. This is a weird place to be in. I'm happy I'm out of the 20-year relationship. I'm so happy. I can't believe how happy I am. I am so happy. Yay! I'm so happy. But you know what I say,
and I think I know why you don't know what you want. You want to know why? I figured it out. Because you were in that 20-year relationship. He hurt you from abuse, like physically abused,
oh God,
like he kind of like emotionally abused. And then, then with that, you, like, when you were with him, he hurt you so much that came across this. When you came across this guy is like he's a teddy bear, and you're not used to that because you were. And that's what you're not used to. That's why you're saying you don't know what you want, because now you got the prince. You got the prince in front of you, but you don't know what to do with the prince, because he's sweeping you off your feet is what I'm hearing. He's treating you like a queen, but now that you got all this pamper and all this stuff, you don't know what you want because of the relationship from the past. But if you let go of the past and don't see that he's going to do a repeat of your ex, then things will work. Does that make sense?
Well, this guy, I like him a lot. I respect him. I don't want to say anything negative, but he's not the forever guy.
Minutes.
I know that.
Well,
I mean,
just give it time. Yeah. Just give it time, girl. He'll come. Just give it time. You don't need to rush it, okay? Just don't rush it.
Oh, no.
Give it time.
No. I would
take it slow.
Okay? No. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. And hopefully that helped you.
I don't know if it helped me. I have no idea what's going on in my life right now. I'm in this situation. I'm a businesswoman. I know what's going on there. I don't know what's going on in that little tiny piece of pie in my life. I don't have any clue.
Yeah, well, you'll know when that time's right. You'll feel it in your heart. Just give it time. That's all I can tell you right now. Okay.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Okay, bye.
1 minute.
Thanks, Carolyn. Right. So we've come to that time. We're going to take a break because we're looking at 20 minutes to 10 here in the UK. That means that we have 1 hour and 22 minutes left of the show. We're on here at the moment. So take a break while we can. Let's just stop that and see what we got for you. Now, I keep asking for more music. We do have more music, surprisingly. You know, it's there. It's just finding out what you want, because we can pick it out for you, but we need to know. Okay. Let's see.
Tell me why then, oh why should
closer than the leaves on a weeping willow, baby, we are.
We do have another caller now. We have Yulani, and we're going to start the little timer that we have, and we're going to bring Chris back online. So here we go. Yulani.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Chris. How are you?
I'm doing fine. How is this?
Yolani, how are you doing? Okay?
I'm doing fine. I know I got to talk to you after the show, but so how can I help you right now?
Yeah.
We'll talk after the show. So.
Yeah, don't worry. I just want to see what you can pick up for me.
Right now, I do get like this kind of energy of wanting to know where you're at right now. I get
mm-hmm.
like healing. I'm getting, like, the classes. I'm seeing that you're getting visions. I see this man around you for some reason. I don't know why. And then I'm getting, like, another man. So there's two men. It looks like the same person, but there's two different people. They might have the same personality. Because the other card is telling me the instigator is the one that tells you this and tells you that. But I would say just be careful with him. I see the medical field, the energy, and I do see that you're going to be doing a lot of healing and Reiki and even yoga energy. So I'm kind of getting like all this kind of good energy around you.
It's funny you mentioned that because I just subscribed today for coming to be a yoga teacher. So we'll be starting my classes soon. I subscribed today, so I will get a course about being a yoga teacher.
Okay. Wow. Wow, I'm actually seeing good energy with that. I see that you would be a good teacher, and you would be a good asset to them to teach them the value of energy. And then I got the Six of Swords. It's telling me that there was tragedy or something that happened with a family member or somebody that you know. Now, if you haven't heard anything, you will be hearing something from someone within a few days. That's what I got. And then I'm telling you, I'm being told that you're a dreamer. You're a dreamer, but you can make your everything that you see, everything you want, make it into reality and make your dreams come true. And I do see like classes online. I want to say it's like almost like Zoom is what I got. So you're going to be doing pretty well. And you're going to have people that are going to You're going to help people, even with people that are kind of like wanting to hurt themselves, like a psychiatrist. You're going to be helping a lot of people because I'm seeing a lot of people that are going to be like depressed, have go through depression.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to come across people that are suicidal. And I do feel that you would be a good asset to teach them that stuff so they can know that, you know, not to hurt themselves and not to end their life, because you would be a perfect teacher. And I see you as a perfect teacher. I see you as growing. You're going to tell them to do research because I see people reading. So yeah, I'm seeing a lot of reading classes that you will teach them. And like with crystals,
mm-hmm.
So I'm seeing a lot of good stuff for you. Yeah.
I am doing a lot of reading too, a lot of books, learning about everything.
Okay. That makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that makes perfect sense. So that's why you're doing what you're doing. So you're doing a very good job. Some adjustments will be need to be done. Just
mm-hmm.
make sure that you have everything how you want it and set up. And then for some reason, I see a table. I don't know why I'm seeing a table, but I'm seeing a table with a lot of stuff on it. So I'm seeing merchandise being sold, and you're going to be doing pretty well with everything. So I say probably
Do you see merchandise in a table?
Yes, ma'am.
You're really great, Chris. You're really great because I'm just planning as part of the ones the project that is about selling merchandise to. So
okay, I'm gonna ask you a question.
Really
are you gonna? Okay, I'm gonna ask you a question. Mm-hmm. Are you gonna be
mm-hmm.
selling pendulums? Pendulums? Do you know what pendulums are?
Yes, I am working on my website, and one of the things they want to sell is like stuff with the stones. Can be one of the things mm-hmm. they also want to have it there. But I do have it to pendulums.
Yeah. Well, I see chakras. That's what I'm saying, because I see a pendulum, like a chakra kind. So I do see
mm-hmm.
you doing selling those, and I see you doing, like, crafty stuff, like clothing and all this
mm-hmm.
this stuff. And I actually see you selling it, too. So you're going to be doing pretty good. And I want to say probably when you sell all this stuff, you're going to get busy probably by for some reason, I was going to say April, but I kept seeing May. So I'm thinking that May is going to pick up for you. You're going to get very busy. So you're going to be having to reorder merchandise and sell a lot of crystals. And I see chakra stones, and I'm seeing all this different stuff. So, and then, I don't know why, but I'm seeing they're called volcano necklaces. They're volcano necklaces where what you do is, they have like different, like tiger's eye, soda site, and then I've seen like a volcano stone in it. And when I've seen the stones, it's mixed up with all these different stones on it. And what you can do is anoint it with any oil, and it amplifies
mm-hmm.
the other stuff that you have. The other stuff.
Like the
that
lava
you have.
Stone.
See, the lava stone. So, but I see you
mm-hmm.
selling a lot of those. So. And I'm being told to do the bracelets, do some chakra bracelets, and that's going to
yeah,
sell for you
a
lot.
That's the plan. They do I actually went in one already, so you're really great.
Okay.
You got everything.
Yeah, so
yeah.
But we can talk later to the show, and then we can talk more. But thank you for calling, and we'll talk later.
All right. Thank you, Chris, for the reading. Thank you, Ken.
Thank you for calling.
Thank you. I really love the reading.
Thanks, Nair. Okay. Right. Another little break then, ladies and gents. Because we seem to get a caller after each piece of music. That's the bell you can hear there. That's the end of the timer. You don't normally hear that. Is that just tells me when to start the studio timer. So We've got a desktop timer now, and it doesn't conflict with the other one because we're having too many things open at the same time. It was kind of awkward to control things, but that one is because it's on the desktop, it's more convenient. Okay, we've got a lot of foreigner music in the studio, as chosen by Tina there. So we've left those songs in the studio. She also likes the Carpenters, so we've left those songs in the studio. And that's what we have at the moment. But if you have a choice of music there, ladies and gents, we want to hear it. We want to know what your tastes in music are, and we'll put them in. Yeah. So let us know, because 10 years on air, and nobody's ever written in or left a message anywhere to say what you like. And I know you must all have your various tasty music. Should we play music on the show? Should we? Is music a part of the show? Do we need music on the show? And what could we talk about if we didn't have music on the show? Now, the thing is, I'm not an interviewer. And somebody recently said, I'll come on your show, but what will we talk about? And they wanted me to interview them, and I thought, I'm not an interviewer, I can't do that type of thing. You know, if you're not a reader and you don't do what Chris does or what Holly does, for instance, then it wouldn't work, because we've tried those sorts of shows before, and although they're interesting and we do get listeners, if we have the same show the following week, the numbers drop. Sorry, it just shows that people are not really interested. They'll listen on the night, but you put the same show out again the following week, and it's like, nah, we want our readings, you know?
You get around, you won't
Okay, you want more music? We'll have more music, all right. Fair enough. We'll carry on with the music then in that case, because we're still waiting for our call queue to build up. We've reached the top of the first hour. So we've done all right. We've got through the first hour. We've had some music. We've had four lovely people joining us with Chris for reading. So if you're out there and you want to join us there for a reading, you're welcome to do so. But in the meantime, we'll carry on with the music.
Can you feel it?
Tonight.
Okay then, so we've had Boston, we've had the Jacksons, where should we go next? I don't know, I really don't know, because I'm looking at the call queue here, and nobody's calling, so kind of awkward one. What we'll do, we'll go for another piece of music. If we don't get nobody after this one, then I think we'll call it a night. So let's see what happens.
Didn't know how.
Okay, what I'm going to do, I'm going to bring Chris back on the mic then to say good night to you all, or good times of your day to you, wherever you may be, because we're going to call it in for this show. We've got 45 minutes to run, but we've played three pieces of music back to back, nobody's called. So we're going to wind it up. I'm sure Chris doesn't mind. And we'll try and do it all again for you next week. And see if we can get a better call for you. Okay, Chris, we're going to call it in there, yeah?
Yeah, I was going to say, Ken, I don't know if you, because I know I was listening to what you're saying. And I know in case if somebody else was going to call or anybody else, but I wanted you to play Phil Collins in the air tonight. But since nobody called, I guess you could just – I left you a message on Messenger, but that's my song. So I just wanted you to play it. But hopefully we had other callers. But it's okay. So I guess nobody called in, so.
Yeah. It's just the thing is – I can't go and find pieces of music just like that. You know, it's like they have to be loaded into the studio.
Somebody said that they were trying to call, Ken. Somebody said that they were just trying to call.
Oh, right. Somebody's trying to call. And they're not able to get into the studio.
I don't know. That was just weird.
Okay. Maybe it's at the Blog Talk end then. Maybe it's a Blog Talk problem. So we can't really solve that from this end, unfortunately. So what we're going to do then, Chris, we'll wind it up for this show anyway. Because I'm looking at a blank call queue. We've played three pieces of music back to back now. And we don't know the reason, ladies and gents, why the people can't call into the studio at the moment. It may be a Blog Talk Radio thing. We really don't know what the issue is. Let us know your problems. Let us know what problems you're having calling, and we'll try and sort it out with the Blog Talk team, see if they can do anything from their end. But there's nothing we can do from this end, unfortunately. All I've got here is a virtual screen, and we have no control over the technical side whatsoever. And if anybody thinks we have, then you're wrong. Okay. That's crazy. Okay, we were looking for somebody to carry the show on, and lo and behold, somebody calls. Okay, we'll carry on. All right, that's the way you wanted. we were going to end it, but okay, we got a 402. No, we haven't. They've gone. They didn't stay. They went. Right. Okay. They didn't stay with me. We did have an area code 402 and they went. And maybe they thought they hear my voice and maybe they thought I was the reader. Okay. Well, I don't like his voice. I'm going. I don't know. But we've had some strange problems tonight. So we haven't got an area code 402. Then they actually left. So right, we'll wind it up then. All right, okay. We was going to carry on because we thought that call was going to stay with us, but they didn't. All right, never mind.